And speaking of this love, Paul goes on in Romans chapter 8, verse 35 through 39. The trouble about having preached about Romans is you can't get away from it afterwards. Romans 8, 35 and following. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. That's God's people speaking. And yet, in spite of that, we cannot be separated from the love of Christ. I want you to know that there are lots of Christians in parts of the earth that are experiencing that right now. And if your salvation can't see you through that, you better check on your spiritual condition. Because there's no guarantee that within 1 year, we might not find ourselves in that category. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded, I am convinced, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's the climax of the Romans pilgrimage. Inseparable, eternal union with Jesus Christ and being in his love forever. Now we've just got time to look at the other aspect of the demonstration that came to us through the cross. The first demonstration is God's love. The second is our value, our worth. Now, as somebody said to me, if somebody happens to be here, people in this nation have a problem with a low sense of self-worth. I don't know whether that's really true or not, but I'll say that it's a very common problem throughout the body of Christ. And again, there's only one real basis for knowing your worth, and that's the cross. You see, the value of anything, for instance, if I want to sell a house, I don't know what values are here. Let's say I say my house is worth $120,000, but nobody will pay more than $80,000. So my house is worth what people will pay for it, $80,000. So your value is not what you think your value is. Your value is what God was willing to pay for you. What did God pay for you? Tell me. The blood of Jesus. Let's look for a moment. In Acts chapter 20, verse 28. Acts 20, 28. I like this because of the one word, God. Paul is talking to the elders of the church and he says, therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. Note it was the blood of God that purchased the church. The blood of God through Jesus. And then Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19, knowing, the problem is a lot of us don't know, knowing that you were not redeemed with perishable things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Without blemish means without original sin. Without spot means without personal sin. The perfectly sinless Lamb of God, Jesus. Now the scripture says, Leviticus 17:11, the life or the soul of the flesh is in the blood. And then God says, I have given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls. So when Jesus, and Isaiah 53:12 says, he poured out his life or his soul unto death. When Jesus poured out his blood on the cross, he gave his life, his soul, as the redemption price for all of humanity. And the scripture says in the book of Psalms, God has provided redemption in overflow. The price was more than was needed. Can you see that? One perfect, divine life was worth more than all the lives of all humanity of all ages and history. And that life was paid in full to buy us back out of the hand of the devil. We are redeemed, the Bible says, by the blood of Jesus. And Psalm 107 verse 2 speaks about confession. It says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed out of the hand of the enemy. You see, you don't really have your redemption till you say so. It's saying so that makes it real to you. I am redeemed by the blood of Jesus out of the hand of the devil. Would you like to say that? I am redeemed by the blood of Jesus out of the hand of the devil. Now let me give you one final picture, which I love. It's Matthew 13, verses 45 and 46. It's one of the short parables. Now I know there are lots of ways to interpret this parable, and you may have a different way, but just bear with me, because this is very real to me, and if I can communicate it, it'll bless you. The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Now to me, that pictures, amongst other things, Jesus, the merchant man, and he knew the value. He was not a tourist. He knew what pearls were. And he saw one pearl so valuable that he gave all sold all he had to get it. In my simple way, I imagine this merchant, this is on the human plane, coming back to his wife, and his wife says, why did you walk home from the office? And he says, I sold the car. Sold the car, whatever for. And not only that, but I've sold the house. You've sold the house? We'll have to move to the farm. No, I've sold the farm too. I've sold everything I ever had. You sold everything, whatever for? Because I found something so valuable it was worth everything. What was it? And he opens his palm and says, this pearl is worth everything I paid. What's the pearl? It's you. One human soul. He was willing. If nobody else had ever been saved in all history, dear brother and sister, he would have died for you. So I want you, as we close this, to think of yourself as the pearl in the hand of the Lord. And I want you to hear the Lord saying, I gave everything I had to purchase you. That's how much you mean to me. Don't ever let me hear you say again that you're not worth much. Because in my sight, you're worth everything. I gave everything I ever had. You are so beautiful, so perfect. I know the value of things. Everything I sold just didn't add up to what you mean to me. This pearl in my hand. Do you believe that? Can you believe that? It'll change your life, many of you, if you really can believe it. Your value is what God paid for you. Don't let the world tell you what you're worth, because they might say it's not much. But you're worth what God paid for you. Can you say just one thing? Thank you, Lord.